It's Saturday, June 21st, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Oil prices cooled after President Trump held off on taking action against Tehran, and European ministers met with Iranian officials to press them to de-escalate. The White House said late Thursday Mr. Trump would make a decision on whether to strike Iran within 2 weeks, a duration he often cites when faced with difficult situations, easing fears of imminent military intervention. At the same time, European officials who have backed Mr. Trump's demands for Tehran to end its uranium enrichment program met with Iranian representatives in Geneva. In light of the ongoing tensions, Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, fell 2.3% to $77.01 a barrel, mostly reversing Thursday's sharp gains. A volatile rally has pushed Brent prices up roughly 11% since Israel began airstrikes last week. The S&P 500 fell slightly after index futures sold off over the Juneteenth holiday. In the meantime, the U.S. and European Union appeared to be nearing a deal on multiple non-tariff trade issues, but the fate of the looming tariffs set to be imposed by each side remained unclear. In other news, researchers at cybersecurity outlet CyberNews says that billions of login credentials have been leaked and compiled into datasets online, giving criminals unprecedented access to accounts consumers use each day. According to a report published this week, CyberNews researchers have recently discovered 30 exposed datasets that each contain a vast amount of login information, amounting to a total of 16 billion compromised credentials. That includes user passwords for a range of popular platforms, including Google, Facebook, and Apple. 16 billion is roughly double the amount of people on the Earth today, signaling that impacted customers may have had credentials for more than one account leaked. CyberNews notes that there are most certainly duplicates in the data, and so it's impossible to tell how many people or accounts were actually exposed. It's also important to note that the leaked login information does not span from a single source, such as one breach targeting a company. Instead, it appears that the data was stolen through multiple events over time and then compiled and briefly exposed publicly, which is when CyberNews reports that its researchers discovered it. Around the world, United Kingdom lawmakers on Friday approved a bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to choose to end their lives, taking it one step nearer to becoming law. The vote backing what is generally termed assisted dying, sometimes referred to as assisted suicide, is potentially the biggest change to social policy in the UK since abortion was partially legalized in 1967. Members of Parliament voted 314 to 291 to back the Terminally Ill Adults or End of Life Bill following an impassioned debate. The majority of 23 was less than the 55 when they last voted on the issue in November, meaning that some lawmakers changed their minds in the intervening months. The bill now goes to the unelected House of Lords, which can amend or delay policy, though it cannot overrule the lower chamber. And back in the U.S., a fast-moving fire fueled by high winds on Friday has destroyed a dozen structures, including homes, and forced some in a rural area of southwest Utah to evacuate. The Forsyth Fire started Thursday in the Pine Valley Mountains and has already burned about 2.3 square miles, said Carl Hunt, a spokesperson for the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. It has forced people to evacuate from the Pine Valley community and nearby campgrounds, although the number of people who have fled was not immediately clear. By Friday evening, the fire remained uncontained despite 150 people battling the blaze, including two hotshot crews from Utah and Nevada, according to Hunt. The cause of the fire has not been determined and is under investigation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.